KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinneen, and it's 9:02. Governor Sean Parnell announced Friday the state is taking a new approach to a large-scale natural gas line in Alaska.
We have agreed to amicably terminate our involvement with TransCanada under AGIA, but sign up with TransCanada in a more traditional commercial arrangement, along with the producers and AGDC.
That's the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. Parnell was speaking at a presentation before the Alaska Support Industry Alliance in Anchorage. He did not release the terms of the agreement, but did announce
TransCanada agreed to a debt equity structure that guarantees Alaska's interests are protected.
Parnell explained the Alaska Gas Line Inducement Act, which was negotiated under Governor Sarah Palin in 2007. It was designed with the idea of one developer moving natural gas. Now the project is more complicated and involves gas treatment and liquefaction. The new agreement with TransCanada, Exxon, BP, and ConocoPhillips, which Parnell said will be signed very soon, gives the state ownership.
Ownership ensures we either pay ourselves for project services, or at the very least, understand, negotiate, and ensure the lowest possible costs.
Parnell said the state would also receive a share of the profits over the entirety of the project. The agreement will need to be approved by the legislature. The Nome Joint Utility Board convened last Thursday. John Handelin, utility manager, reports that Nome's 2014 construction funding application did not make the list on the governor's budget. The utility had applied for a Department of Environmental Conservation municipal matching grant. However, this year the program took a slash, being reduced from its usual $20 to $30 million status to $14 million. Only 8 communities statewide were accepted into the program. The utility had planned to use this grant to replace water and sewer mains from Division Street behind Old St. Joe's to Stedman. As a funding alternative, the utility is investigating loans from the DEC and the USDA. Handelin expects to know Nome's potential loan funding by March. Pilgrim Limited and Patelco continue development on the Pilgrim Hot Springs geothermal project. This site could supply Nome with the majority of its electrical needs in the next few years. Currently, the utility is negotiating a flat rate with the power owners. Under this type of agreement, utility customers could pay a stable energy rate over a 20-year period. And the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation is extending a $500 subsidy to eligible customers in their member communities. The utility is working with NSCDC's Community Benefits Department on the program and intend to administer the subsidy in the same manner as they have done in the past, meaning eligible customers will be able to apply a maximum of $125 a month to their electric bill. The subsidy is not automatically granted to customers, rather customers must apply for the program, and a CDC enrollment is expected to occur in the next couple weeks. Finally, ANTHC will be sending installers to Nome next week to complete the municipal fluoride system. And state lawmakers have pre-filed more than 50 bills in advance of the legislative session. A number of bills deal with the civil liberties issues. One would put limits on when and how drones could be used in police investigations. A different item would seal off court records in cases that resulted in a dismissal or not guilty verdict. There's also a bill to regulate the practice of students being restrained or put in seclusion over the course of disciplinary action, and another to formalize grievance procedures for people undergoing mental health treatment. One piece of legislation would also bring Aaron's Law to Alaska by requiring schools to run awareness programs to curb sexual abuse and assault. Lawmakers also introduced a few education bills. The chair of the Senate Education Committee filed legislation that would create a new elementary school reading program. Bills introduced in the House and Senate would repeal the state's secondary school exit exam. And legislation from the chair of the House Finance Subcommittee on Education would get rid of the requirement that city and borough governments contribute funding to their school districts. A trio of Democratic women in the House have introduced a suite of legislation concerning women's issues. One of their bills would reestablish the Commission on the Status of Women. Another would require employers to give their workers break time for breastfeeding. And a third would require employers to offer sick leave and allow that leave to be used in situations involving domestic violence or sexual assault. One constitutional amendment was filed that would make the office of Attorney General an electable position instead of an appointed one. The legislature will gavel in on January 21st. And if you struggle with depression, know someone who does, or would just like to know more about depression, a course starts tonight in Nome that's just for you. The Depression Recovery Program is an 8-week program. It gives you the tools, steps, and knowledge needed to kick depression. It all starts with finding the root causes of the illness. Ryan Wohler is bringing the program to Nome. It starts tonight at 6:30 at the Norton Sound Hospital third floor conference room. The program was started by a physician by the name of Neil Nedley.
Dr. Nedley, several years ago, came across a study that 1 in 3 of his patients that he saw were struggling with depression. And he realized if my patients are struggling with depression, that's going to really inhibit the way that they heal from whatever else I'm trying to fix with them. And so he started studying into depression and found that there are a lot of methods for dealing with depression that today we kind of overlook.
So things like light therapy, exercise, influence of music, and addictions.
A lot of different aspects that affect depression, and has come up with a program that kind of addresses all of them. And he's had tremendous results from it. In the last probably 20 years, he runs a residential depression recovery program, and he has about a 90% success rate in people being able to come off of their antidepressant medications, which tells me that he's found the root cause of depression and found a way to single that out and help people overcome it.
Ryan Wohler will tell you he is not a doctor and has no medical training. In fact, he has for the last 13 years worked as a pilot in the region. His wife was a flight medic, and so they've worked together, flying lots and lots of medevacs.
We've seen the effects of depression in our region, the tremendously high suicide rates that we're all aware of, and the medevacs that I've flown over the years just kind of leaves me feeling like we really haven't fixed the problem. We save lives, but at the same time, we don't save lives. So we were looking for something else. How can we help? And we ran across this program and thought, wow, this has had tremendous results. There's a lot of people out there that have gone through it that have really benefited from it. So I said, well, let's give it a try.
The Depression Recovery Program, it starts tonight at 6:30 at the Norton Sound Hospital third floor conference room. It's open to anyone who wants to learn more. If you want to sign up for the 8-week program, you can. To hear more about the program and a bit about why it's so effective, tune in to Profiles after the 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. weather. The Nome Nanooks boys team took the Nome Subway Showdown over the weekend. The South Anchorage girls team took home the first place trophy. The showdown attracted boys and girls teams from South Anchorage, Kotzebue, Point Hope, and Hooper Bay. Making on to the all-tournament team, the sisters, Nome's Adelaine and Sonora Amasuk. For the boys, Cass Mathis, and the tournament's most valuable player was Nome's Tyler Idy. Idy Amasuk and Clay Baker won the three-point contest. Coming up, the Lady Nanooks take on Cordova this coming weekend at the Nanooks Den. The boys fly out to the Alaska Air Tournament at West Anchorage High School. A look at the price of gold today, up $1 an ounce to $1,250.60. An ounce of silver at $20.37, up 10 cents. It's currently 10 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock.